各位弟兄姐妹好。感谢主，我们可以一起到神面前来赞美敬拜他。就像刚刚诗歌最后一节，他这么说：在此日复日，神是我荣耀；在彼荣耀里，神是我奖赏。
Just like what the hymn just told us.
昨天下午，周弟兄跟我打个电话，他说聚会的预备一切都落实了。
Yesterday afternoon, Brother Chou called me, said about the gathering, everything is settled.
我一听，我就心里就觉得很惭愧。
I heard and I felt shame.
我在问我自己，信息落实了没有？
I ask myself, is the message settled?
所以我再回到神的面前。
So I come before God.
求主释放他自己的话语。
Ask God to release His own word.
希望神的话今天能够落实在每一个人的心里里面。
May the word of God settle in everyone's heart.
不是我在这边讲。
Not that I'm speaking.
而是神的话说在每一个人心里里面。
But God's word is being spoken in everyone's heart.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
你是那位荣耀的神。
You are the glorious God.
但是你却谦卑自己来到这地上。
But yet you humbled yourself to this earth.
主，让我们看到认识基督乃是我们的至宝。
Lord, help us to know that to know Christ is our service.
因为你就是那复活，你就是那生命。
Because you are the life and the resurrection.
开启我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到你。
Open our eyes so that we can see you.
开启我们的耳朵，所以我们能够听见你。
Open our ears that we might hear you.
我们这样祷告祈求，都是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们打开我们的圣经，在约翰福音第十一章。
Let's open Bible to John chapter 11.
或者这是一个对你说是一个新的故事，或者你已经知道这件事情。
Maybe it's a new story to you. Maybe it is a familiar story to you.
这边讲到有一个人病了，而且最后我们知道他死了。
Here there's a man who is sick and he died.
但是我们知道这个人他不是停在这里为止。
But we know it didn't just stop there.
我们看看怎么一回事。
We'll see what happened.
我们读一下第十一章，我从第一节一直读到45节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 45.
我中间会停一下，就请吴浩弟兄也是跟我们念一下英文。
I will pause so that we can read Chinese and English together.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉萨路是他的弟兄兄弟，他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉萨路，听见拉萨路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说：我们再往犹大去吧。
Verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to the disciples, Let us go back to Judea.
是往犹太去。OK， 第八节，门徒说：“拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？”耶稣回答说：“白日不是有12小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光；若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。”耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了就必好了。”耶稣这话是指着他死的说，死说的。他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣就明明的告诉他们说：“拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。”多马又称为迪图马，就对那同做门徒的说：“我们也去和他同死吧。”
Verse 8 through 16. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago, the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him.
17节，耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经4天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”耶稣说：“你兄弟必然复活。”马大说：“我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。”耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Verse 17 through 26. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
27节，马大说：“主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。”马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说：“夫子来了，叫你。”玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。那时耶稣还没有进村子，人在马大迎接他的地方。那些同玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
27 through 32. Yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
33节, 耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭， 就心里悲叹又甚忧愁，便说你们把他安放在哪里，他们回答说请主来看。耶稣哭了，犹太人就说你看他爱这人是何等恳切，其中有人说他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一个石头挡着。耶稣说你们把石头挪开。 那使人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
33 to 40. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
第41节，他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。 但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信你是差了我来。说了这话，就大声呼叫，说：“拉萨勒出来！”那使人就出来，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”那些来看玛利亚的犹太人，见了耶稣所做的事，就多有信他的。
Verse 41 through 45. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him.
好，我们就看到这里。
That's all we read.
今年以来我们好像一直绕着信息，就是主耶稣他是我们的至宝。
Throughout this year, the message has been centered upon Lord Jesus being our the most precious.
如果我们不晓得主他是如何的宝贵的话，我们不晓得他是我们的至宝。
If we don't know how precious He is, we won't hold Him as our treasure.
从约翰福音里面很清楚，主一直说我是我是我是。
And very clearly throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus said, I am, I am.
还记得我们提过他说我是生命的粮。
Remember he said, I am the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
我是羊的门。
I'm the gate of the sheep.
我是好牧人。
I'm the good shepherd.
今天我们看到他说我是复活和生命。
And today we'll see, I am life and resurrection.
后面还有两个我是，以后有机会我们再提。
And there are two more I am.
我们再来看一下耶稣这些周围的人的反应。
And let's see the response of these people around him.
我们知道一开始主耶稣他听到这个消息，拉撒路病。
In the beginning, he heard the news that Lazarus was sick.
他就跟他的门徒说，这并不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
And when he heard, he said, the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
所以他一开始他已经把结局已经跟众人讲。
So、in the beginning, he revealed the end to everyone.
但我们看看周围人的反应是如何。
But what was their response?
他们的反应是，主，你能够为这个人做些什么呢？
Their response was, what could you do, Lord?
你能够为他做些什么事？如果他死的话，你还能够做些什么呢？
What could you do if he is dead?
甚至这拉撒路的姐姐们也是说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不致死。
And same likewise, his sister, they said, if you were here, Lord, my brother wouldn't have died.
所以一个死好像是一个永远的隔离，是再也没有办法回来。
So indeed, death is like an eternal separation. There is no coming back.
或者有人说死，它就是完全失去了功用。
Or some would say death means it is unfunctioning.
更是完全失去了感觉。
Losing all the feeling.
更是一个完全的软弱跟无能。
Completely weak.
是一个全然的隔离。
Complete separation.
也是永远无法摆脱的那种捆绑。
It's a bondage that you cannot get away.
就像那坟墓的石头在那个洞面前一挡住，永远的隔开。
As soon as the stone of the tomb stands there, it's eternal separation.
所以众人看到就是，如果你来的时候，我的弟兄必不至于死。
So what they saw is, if you had come earlier.My brother wouldn't have died.
但是他现在死了，你来太迟了。
But now that he has already died, it's too late for you to come.
最多你可以安慰一下我的心。
Best you can do is to comfort our hearts.
或者是说你说一些好像事后的话来夸奖一下拉撒路。
Or maybe you can honor Lazarus.
好像众人就是停在这里。
And that's all they stopped.
更是他的门徒的反应更是不一样。
And especially his disciples.
他说，师父啊，你还敢去这个地方吗？
They ask, Teacher, Rabbi, are you still going there?
那边有人要拿石头打你。
There are people who want to stone you.
你还要往这个地方去吗？
And yet you're still going back.
他们反对你的福音。
They're against your message.
你还去这个村子吗？
And you still go to that village.
那好像耶稣定义要去。
But as if Jesus has set his mind.
最后那个多马他就说好吧那我们就去同死吧
So in the end Thomas said Okay let's go die with him
好像他有很大的牺牲的精神
As if he's a very heroic
好像这些人都好像不是在耶稣的思想的那种英文叫做 doctrine 里面思想的路子里面思路里面
他们跟主不是同一个思路
甚至我们看到就是这件事情成了以后拉撒路复活以后众人的反应也不一样
And even after Lazarus was resurrected the response of people were different
有人把政治的因素也搬进来了
Some thought it political reason
他说不得了这个人还能够使人复活
They said, wow, this is marvelous.
还有那么多人信他。
And there are so many believed him.
糟糕了，罗马人一定会来，就是夺我们的土地和我们的百姓。
We have trouble because Romans might come to attack us.
所以好像各样不一样的因素就是掺杂在这主耶稣基督他的思路里面。
So there are many thoughts different from the Lord's thoughts.
在这光景之下我们看到主耶稣也哭了
And we saw that Jesus also wept in the circumstance
很多人觉得说主耶稣这么爱拉撒路
Many saw it and they said how he loved him. And he even wept for him. I thought there is a deeper meaning to it.
主耶稣哭了，是说 为什么众人那么不了解，那么不晓得他是什么？
I thought Jesus wept because he was pitiful that they didn't understand him.
很清楚，主耶稣跟马大说了一个很重要的话。
And Jesus said some important words to Martha.
他说， 中文是说， 复活在我，生命也在我。 其实英文是说， 我是复活， 我是生命。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
所以门徒， 周围的人看到的都是这地上的事情。
So the people around and the disciples, what they saw was earthly things.
但是主耶稣要让他看到就是我是什么。
Jesus wanted them to see who he is.
当我们知道看到主耶稣是谁的时候， 我们就可以知道他能做些什么。When
we know who he is, we know what he could do.
这也是很多时候我刚信主神的光景。And
my circumstance when I first believed the Lord was just like that.
主啊， 你能够为我做些什么呢？
Lord, what could you do for me?
如果我信了你以后， 你能够为我做些什么呢？
If I believe in you, what could you do for me?
我没有看到主他是什么，他是谁。
We have not yet seen who the Lord is.
因为我没有完全的了解他。
We do not understand him completely.
其实拉撒路的光景， 拉撒路这死人复活的事情， 也是一个我们完全救恩的一个写照。
And actually, the resurrection of Lazarus is a picture of our salvation.
从约翰福音里面提到尼哥底母他的重生开始。
In the Gospel of John, it mentioned the born again of Nicodemus.
接着我们看到有一个撒玛利亚妇人，她要就是喝这活水。
And then we saw the Samaritan woman about the living water.
还有看到一个38年的病者得到医治。
And one who has been sick for 38 years was healed.
还有那些饥渴的人，哇，很多，大概有至少有5000人，他们就是已经在神的面前，就是他们已经吃饱，从那五饼二鱼里面，他们得饱足。
There are many who were fed by the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
这时候主跟他们说， 我是那生命的粮。
In which case Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
还有一次耶稣在殿里面高声地说， 喝我的人， 他可以从活水， 可以从他们里面涌出来， 成为江河。
And then in the temple he said, those who believe in me, out of their bellies shall flow the water of life.
我们看到瞎眼的得看见。
And then the eyes of the blind was opened.
今天我们看到拉撒路他从死里复活。
And today we see Lazarus was raised from the dead.
其实这整个讲就是其实是我们个人每一个人的完全的救恩。
That is the complete salvation of every individual.
如果我们没有经历到这拉撒路死的复活的话，
If we have not yet experienced the raised from death of Lazarus,
我们不了解神的大能。
We wouldn't understand the power of God.
我们也不了解他是谁。
We wouldn't understand who he is.
如果我们今天有了这拉撒路的经历，
If we have Lazarus' experience,
我们就能够看到他是那复活的主，在他有生命。
Then we can see he is the Lord of resurrection. In him is life.
其实耶稣在前面这件事情还没有发生以前，他已经说过。
And before things happened, Jesus actually said,
在约翰福音第五章25节到29节，
In John chapter 5,
25节到29节，
25 through 29,
他说，我实实在在地告诉你们， 时候将到，现在就是了， 死人要听见神儿子的声音， 听见的人就要活了。 因为父怎样在自己有生命， 就赐给他儿子， 也照样在自己有生命， 并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。你们不要把这事看着稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来行善的复活啊，得生啊，是不是？复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and when the dead and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
在这边说，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见人就要活了。
Here says those dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
很多时候，我们还有很多意见、很多思想、很多方法的时候。
Many times we still have many opinions, many methods.
我们听不见神的声音。
We could not hear the voice of God.
当神跟我们讲他的话语的时候，我们很多的分析在我们里面，很多的在我们里面有很多就是希望用我们的理性来了解。
Many times when God tries to speak to us, we still have our intelligence. We try to understand.
但是我们却听不下去。
But we could not hear.
就像很多那些犹太人、法利赛人，他们听不见，或者是不了解主耶稣所说的话。
Just as many Jews and Pharisees, they couldn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
一直要直到我们把自己除掉的时候，好像死人的一样的时候，我们听到神的声音。
Until we give up and put ourselves down, just like one who is dead, we will hear the Son of God.
感谢主，他自己就是复活，自己就是生命。
Thank the Lord, He is resurrection, He is life.
当说到复活的时候，我们一定会想到，应该有前面有一个死吧，不然的话怎么会有复活
？And of course, when we talk about resurrection, there's always death first.
复活还有一个意思就是复起 ，arise 的意思。
Resurrection also means to rise again.
我们看到我们的主在约翰福音，如果你继续看下去的时候，他是在各个山上为我们死。
If you continue to read, you will see on the Mount of Golgotha, Jesus died for us.
他为我们罪死在十架上。
He died for our sin on the cross.
那我们知道他也被埋葬，但是第三天他却复活。
And then he was buried. On the third day, he was risen from the dead.
死亡没有办法拘禁他。
Death could not constrain him.
这个拘禁这个字是我们很害怕。
Constrain, we're afraid to hear that word.
一拘禁我们就没有自由。
As soon as we're constrained, we lose our freedom.
一拘禁我们就失败了。
As soon as we're constrained, we fail.
但是我们知道我们的主他是战胜死亡。
But we know our Lord, He had victory over death.
死亡没有办法拘禁他。
Death could not constrain him.
他是复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
在他有生命。
In him is life.
当我们信他的时候。
When we believe in him.
我们就有这复活的生命。
We have that life of resurrection.
因为他是复活。
Because he is life. He is resurrection.
他也是生命。
And he is life.
所以我们看到，如果是一个死的，一个木头，你如果插在地上，它永远不会再发芽。
If it's dead, if it's a piece of wood, you plant it on the ground, it'll never bud.
但是如果是一直还有生命的一个枝子，它插在地上，它会活起来。
But if it is a branch with life, when you plant it, it will live.
甚至主耶稣他说，好像一粒麦子死了，好像在地里面埋下了，好像死了，但是我却要长出许多的籽粒来。
Like Jesus said, a grain of wheat when it falls to the ground, it shall bear much fruit.
这边讲到复活。
It talks about resurrection.
这边讲到生命。
It talks about life.
这是我们所需要的。
That is what we need.
所以复活是跟十字架分不开的。
resurrection could not be separated away from the cross.
十字架的信息很多人不愿意听。
Many do not want to hear the message of the cross.
像当初我听到十字架的时候，我听不下。Like
in the beginning when I first heard cross, I
couldn't bear. 神的慈爱，神的怜悯，这我可以接受。
I can accept the love and mercy of God.
但是十字架，我觉得这太虚玄。But
cross, I thought that was abstract.
而且跟我们好像无关。As
if it's irrelevant.
慢慢的，我学习到十字架是需要的。
But gradually, I found cross is necessary.
是的，上面有羞耻。Yes,
there is shame on it.
上面有死亡。There
is death.
好像十字架给我们看到是一个除去。As
if it's to be done with.
好像在十字架上，我们就再也没有办法回过来。As
if on the cross we can never come back.
你知道罗马人在 这以色列人当中，他们定的几乎是五十万人。
You know, Romans almost crucified
500,000
Israelites.
只有主耶稣活过来。
Only Jesus was raised from the dead.
如果经过死亡还能够存留的。
If one can still survive after death.
有死的记号。
Has the sign of death.
而且还活着。
But yet lived.
这就是复活。
That is resurrection.
所以我们主耶稣他是复活的主。
So Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
主耶稣复活的时候给多马看的时候，他是叫他看什么东西呢？
What did Jesus show to Thomas when he resurrected?
他说看我的手。
Look at my hand.
看我肋下被刺的枪伤。
Look at my side.
这些是一个伤痕。
Those are a mark.
是一个死的记号。
A sign of death.
当我们看到他带着这死的记号的时候，
When we see he bears that sign of death.
看他站在多马前面的时候，
And yet he stands before Thomas.
我们知道他是复活的主。
We know he is the Lord of resurrection.
在他有生命。
In him is life.
所以十字架是需要的。
So the cross is necessary.
当十字架没有把我们心中的这些 思虑，我们的思想，我们的方法除去的时候，我们没有办法接受主。
If the cross does not take away our thoughts, our worries, we could not accept the Lord.
主实在是使拉撒路复活了。
Lord indeed raised Lazarus from the dead.
我们看他出来的时候，他还包着这个生死滚火的这个布，头上也是包着金子。
And we saw when Lazarus came out, he still had grave cloth around him.
So 我们看到我们的主，他说把他这些金子解开，叫他走。
And the Lord said, take these away and let him walk.
因为他已经活了。
Because he is alive.
当我们信主以后，
After we believe,
神也是一样叫我们把这裹着我们这些金子，帕着一切都挪去。
God also will tell us to take away these clothes around us.
是从坟墓走出来的。
We have walked out of the grave.
不是半死。
We're not half dead.
所以耶稣要等那么多天才来。
So Jesus had to wait for those days to come.
连这死人的姐姐就说已经四天身体臭了。
And the sister said, it's already been 4 days, there is a bad odor.
石头不要挪开。
Cannot take the stone.
但是主耶稣却说把石头挪开。
Jesus said, remove the stone.
他向着天父祷告。
And he prayed to the Father.
举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你。
He said, Father, I thank you.
因为你已经听我。
Because you have heard me.
所以当他跟坟墓里面大声喊的时候，
So when he shouted to the tomb,
死人听到这声音。
The dead heard the voice.
所以今天主他也是在跟我们呼喊。
Jesus today is also calling us.
很多时候石头挡着我们。
Many times stone is holding us.
石头需要挪去。
Stone needs to be removed.
死人会听到声音。
Then the dead will hear.
当我们听到主的声音的时候，我们就活过来。
When we hear his voice, we shall rise.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主他是复活。
Because Jesus, he is resurrection.
他是生命。
He is life.
所以他跟我们呼喊的时候，我们知道他的声音。
So when he calls us, we will hear his voice.
这件事情发生以后，
after this happened.
有很多的犹太人他们也信了。Many
Jews, they believed also.
实在是回过头来看26节，他说：“凡活着信我的人。”
And indeed, verse 26 says, those who believe when they are alive shall never die.
又像40节，耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Verse 40, as Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
是的，借着这件事，要让我们看到神的荣耀。
Yes, through this, it reveals us the glory of God.
在所有我们这信的人身上，人家也要看到神的荣耀。In
all those who believe, we shall see the glory of God.
我们看一下哥林多后书。Let's
turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
保罗写这书信的时候，实在是也是把这样的光景写出来。And
indeed, when Paul wrote the letter, he wrote about the condition.
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
我从第六节我念到第十五节
Verse 6 through 15
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光常显在耶稣基督的面上
For God who said let light shine out of the darkness made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。But
we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。
We're hard pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair.
第九节，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。Persecuted
but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus. So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。For
we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
十三节，但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：“我因信，所以如此说话；我们也信，因为也说话。”
It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak.
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活。
Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢额外增多，以致荣耀归于神。
All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
所以这边说，我因信，所以如此说话。
Says, I believe, therefore I have spoken.
所以我们信的，若信的，我们就可以看到这神的荣耀。
For those who believe, we can see the glory of God.
我们是来看到他是复活，他是生命。
Indeed, we see He is resurrection and He is life.
当我们看到他是的时候，他就能做。
And when we see He is, He can do.
如果我们只想就说他做什么，那我想我们找不到答案。But
if you think what he can do, you would not find the answer.
所以今天求主让我们的眼光能够集中在主耶稣基督，他自己是复活，他是生命上面。So
may the Lord help us to focus on He is life and He is resurrection.
他要唤醒我们。He
will wake us up.
或者我们睡了。Maybe
we're sleeping.
或者我们死了,
Maybe we are dead. But once again, he will breathe his life of resurrection into us.
And
we are willing to open our hearts to him. His life of resurrection can be breathed in you. That we can live again. That we can see the glory of God. And everyone can see the glory of God in us.
如果死没有在我们身上发动的话,
if death do not work in us,
神看人看到我们还是一个天然的人,
man will only see a natural man in us.
天然的人没有办法彰显神的荣耀.
Natural man cannot reveal the glory of God.
靠着我们口才知识智慧, 没有办法荣耀神.
By our utterance and wisdom, we cannot glorify God.
但是经过十字架, 除去这一切以后, 神要把这些他的智慧, 他的荣耀,
but going through the cross, God will give his glory, his wisdom and his power in us.
众人看到的时候, 就会归荣耀于神。
When all see it, they will give glory to God.
我相信在我们当中, 我们可以看到, 就是神也是做事在我们, 教会里面。
And I believe we can see that God is indeed working in our church.
我们看一下, 啊, 神的仆人也经过,
we see what the servant of God has gone through.
或者你我, 我们也经过,
or maybe you and I also go through.
当我们愿意在十字架上与主同死的时候,
when we are willing to die with Christ on the cross,
我们就能够 有他生命从我们身上彰显出,
we can have his life manifested in our lives.
他的名能够被称颂,
that his name could be praised.
让我们一起低头祷告,
let's bow down and pray.
天父我们感谢你,
Father we thank you.
今天主你也是说话在我们这一班已死的人身上,
for today same way you speak to those of us who are dead.
当主耶稣基督他大声呼喊拉撒了出来,
when Jesus called Lazarus come out,
主我们今天也一样要跟拉撒路从坟墓里面出来,
but today we will be coming out of the grave with Lazarus.
主你要叫这些裹着我们身上的布的这些金子都除去,
Lord, you will remove those clothes that are bounding us.
主你要释放我们自由,
you will give us freedom.
主谢谢你, 因为你就是复活, 你就是生命,
we thank you for you are the resurrection and you are the life.
凡活着信你的人, 我们就能够看到这荣耀,
those who live and believe shall see the glory.
主我们谢谢你,
Lord we thank you,
因为你乃是我们的至宝,
for you are our treasure.
除了你以外, 我们没有其他的拯救,
we have no salvation other than you.
求你自己的复活的生命显现在我们众人面前,
we ask that your life of resurrection be manifested to us.
我们也愿意说, 主, 我们也接受主你这复活的生命,
and we all are willing to say we are willing to accept to receive the resurrection life.
在我们无望无助的时候, 主你自己成了我们的盼望,
when we are hopeless, Lord, may you be our hope.
你成我们的能力,
be our power.
谢谢你要把这宝贝放在我们这瓦器里,
thank you for you have given this treasure in us.
愿你自己的荣耀彰显,
may your own glory manifest.
愿你自己的名被称颂,
may your own name be praised.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, in the Hua Yu.